When someone is trying to switch careers, they're obviously trying to educate themselves about what the employer wants. They study the job description. They try to get a good idea. Maybe they talk to people in the field to do that kind of job. They want to be ready when they go in. And they have this idea of what the hiring manager wants.
Yes.
And then there's what the hiring manager really wants. And we've seen this again and again, where the candidate is prepping for this, you know, array of challenges that they're facing in order to get accepted into the position. And then they realize they haven't hit on the key things.
Mm-hmm.
So how can a candidate in a situation like that find out or figure or suss out what the hiring manager really wants from them?
Yeah, and this is where I think switchers sometimes have an advantage, because I think they do a lot more work to get to where they are, and they do a lot more research and have a lot more conversations. So they're inherently gathering this data along the way, either through their contacts or other research they're doing, or even, you know, doing projects and things of that nature. But I mean, I think this goes back to, you have to go in with an idea of what your market and what your audience wants, so that you know what skills to put forth. And, you know, an example I love to use is that if you're selling, for example, a sports car, and a young family comes in and you start talking about its sound system and its speed, you know, and family's kind of looking at you, this is not the right car, but maybe it's also a very safe car. It's very reliable. It has 18 airbags and you know, it's got these other features. All of those can exist in one vehicle, but you need to know what your audience wants. And so I think that kind of defines all of us as professionals. We all have a lot of qualities and skills and abilities to bring to the table. And sometimes it's hard to let go of those ones that are marquee in your life, but that's not what your new audience wants. So you might say, like, I've had a candidate who was trying to go from the clinical side in pharma to the business side, and, you know, kept getting, oh, we don't, you know, clinical types don't do the business side. It's not what we do. But the problem was, is that she kept pushing her PhD, but I have a PhD, and that's not what they wanted. You know, and it wasn't until she started rebranding herself and showing them the qualities that she also had that they wanted, that they actually opened the door to her. So I think that is so important, that rebranding yourself. And you're right, you're going to get to the table and you might not know everything. But this is where the interview is meant to be a discussion. This is meant to be, you know, you want to come asking intelligent questions. You want to say, you know, what are your priorities? What are your goals? And you want to know yourself well enough to be able to respond with examples and accomplishments about how your background can fulfill those goals.